How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. This is Hotel Mars Special Edition, Hotel Venus. I welcome Dr. David Grinspoon, the author of Venus Revealed, A New Look Below the Clouds of Our Mysterious Twin Planet. David published this at the end of the 20th century, and over these last decades, David's educated me about how Venus has not been treated equally with Mars by the probes and the large space organizations now in charge of examining Mars. The U.S. certainly, NASA has two probes, rovers on the surface, but many other participants are now watching and planning and looking forward to not only more of Mars sampling, but also colonies. And then we come to our fellow traveler, Venus, in the sky every morning, every evening, whether it's an evening star or a morning star. And I've learned from David over the years that there's very little good, solid information because the probes have slighted Venus, no more. There's reason to believe that Venus is going to get a great deal of attention, and David's book is a harbinger of what we don't know and what we can learn with the new probes. First of all, there's breaking news. There's much hard feeling about Russia these last years, but not in the big space agencies. You will remember that Russia and the U.S. work very carefully to maintain the ISS. Now we have breaking news. Within last days, Russia and the U.S. have agreed on a joint Venus exploration mission. This according to the head of Roscosmos, Dmitry Rogozin. David, this is wonderful news, not only for the geopolitics of it, Russia and the U.S. working together again. That was a big demonstration in the Cold War of how science and engineering can be quite separate from the hard feelings of contests on Earth. What do we know about this new mission? Good evening to you, David.
Good evening, John. Well, of course, you know, the Russians have a long history of success with Venus exploration. It's the only nation that has ever successfully landed a spacecraft on the surface of Venus. And they did it several times in the 1970s and 1980s. And they have still have tremendous expertise and experience, although obviously in recent years, their space program has been moribund. But it's wonderful that they're talking about Venus plans. And indeed, the idea of cooperation makes so much sense. And there's a long history of that as well. Earth is split into these competing nation states. But when you see it from space, it's just one pale blue dot. And of course, on some level, it doesn't make sense to have multiple programs of exploration when we're all trying to understand the rest of the solar system. So cooperation makes sense to compare to combine resources and expertise. Now, this announcement is wonderful. I have to be slightly skeptical just because this mission, Venera D, has been announced and then delayed multiple times. And of course, you know, economically, they don't necessarily in Russia right now have a huge amount of support for their planetary exploration program. But I'm certainly hoping that this is for real. And the idea of sending U.S. instruments on a Russian spacecraft makes so much sense. They know how to build big rockets. We know how to build instruments. And, you know, the combined expertise of the scientific communities of both nations is really, it is the way to go if we can pull it off.
The expectation of the mission, do we know at this time what a profile looks like, given that we have Da Vinci on the boards and Veritas on the boards for launching later in this decade?
Yeah, I think the big contribution that potentially would be part of this Russian Venera D mission that is not in any of those other missions is a surface lander. which would be tremendous. And they are talking about including a lander. And as I mentioned, the Russians have heritage. They've done this before. It's been a while, but you know, they have knowledge of the surface conditions and how to defeat those conditions with a lander that actually lasts for an hour or two or more. And that would be tremendous if that was their contribution. Of course, our Da Vinci mission is supposed to make it to the surface and take photographs and data on the way down, but it's not supposed to survive on the surface. It just is supposed to arrive there. Whereas the Russians, I believe, are talking about an actual lander that would survive on the surface and take surface samples and do measurements of the rocks and minerals, which is crucial knowledge that we don't have for understanding the nature and history of our sister planet, Venus.
A short history of Venus, what we know from your book till now. What we know is that it resembles Earth, except that it doesn't. Something happened. Something changed. There's speculation, but there's no hard evidence right now. The surface conditions and the cloud conditions, those are two major components. What do we know about the clouds, David, knowing that the surface is Hades times 10? What about the clouds?
Well, the clouds are composed mostly of strong sulfuric acid. But we don't know. There's a lot that we don't know. We know there are other components in the clouds that it's not all sulfuric acid because we've detected other impurities. And we don't know what those other impurities are. So there's some mystery stuff in the clouds. And then there's also some strange, there's this absorbing material. There's something in the clouds that is absorbing a tremendous amount of solar energy, more than half the solar energy hitting Venus. And we don't know what that something is. It's known as the mysterious ultraviolet absorber. Some of us have even speculated that it could have to do with some kind of bizarre alien biology in the clouds. You know, that's speculative. But the point is, there's some big mysteries there that remain to be explored and that we really can't solve without these future missions.
On the surface, my memory is that there's evidence of perhaps mountains with volcanoes. Do I remember that correctly? Some speculation.
Yes, no, there's topography. There's an abundance of volcanoes. We actually have pretty decent surface imagery from radar, not from, you know, you can't see through the clouds. There's global cloud cover, but you can use radar to penetrate the clouds and see the surface topography. And we've done that in the 1990s with a mission called Magellan. And so we know that Venus is covered with all different kinds of volcanoes. And we believe that some of those volcanoes are still active at present, although that's one of the things we very much want to test with future missions.
And the surface is very hot, unusually hot. Is it molten surface or do we believe it's solid?
No, it's solid. We can tell from the radar images it's mostly volcanic rocks of different kinds. There are places where clearly there has been liquid that has flowed, probably different kinds of magma. You can see the features that seem like rivers and different kinds of lava flows and so forth. So we think there's intermittently liquid magma on the surface. It's far too hot for the kinds of liquids we would normally see on Earth at present, although we do have intriguing evidence of past climates that were much cooler and may have supported liquid water for long periods in the past.
We're going to go to the two missions that are right now identified as the next missions to Venus, Veritas and Da Vinci. Dr. David Grinspoon of the Planetary Science Institute is also the author of the prescient book, Venus Revealed. Much more to learn about Venus, especially those clouds. It's always been tempting to talk to David about the clouds, what's in them. And now there's a mystery in the clouds. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.